It's Megan
and Brooks.
More the sis,
bro.
Show
a comedy
duo.
Duo.
I tried not to do it, but I couldn't not say duo.
Now you have to.
I'm struggling to hold my head up this morning.
Oh, why is that?
Because I've been fasting. Today is the fourth day. I am on hour, hold on, let me pull up my fasting app, hour 82 and 48 minutes and 19 seconds and 20 seconds and 21 seconds. Yeah. I like this app because it tells you like the things that are happening within your body. So overnight, my immune system started regenerating.
Oh, How does it know?
I guess depending on how many hours you fast, that's the normal what happens during this hour of fasting for most bodies, because they've done like different studies on fasting. Oh yeah, I've already reached peak growth hormone. I have minimum insulin. My insulin has dropped to its lowest level. And I've been going through autophagy, which are my cells are recycling old components and breaking down misfolded proteins linked to Alzheimer's and other diseases. It keeps me going, but at the same time, I dream about food.
Yeah.
Oh, last night I had a dream that you and there was somebody else, I don't know who she was, and me, we went out to eat. And you have the crazy dreams when you fast, too. I'll tell you another dream I had, too. But we went out to eat, and you took my bread, and we almost got into a fight because I wanted my bread back. So finally, you just gave me my bread back. I was like, damn it. Bubba, why'd you take my bread? Oh, it was very serious. And then another dream, this witch got a hold of some kind of gem that we had and mixed up the solar system, and the earth was like tilted the wrong way and the ocean started to recede, and I'm telling you, it's a movie.
Wow.
You have the craziest dreams when you fast. At least I usually have crazy dreams, so they're even crazier when I'm fasting.
Yeah. I mean, I had something similar when I did that. The most I did ever do was the 1 meal a day. I did like small portion meals. I did 1 meal a day for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about that, where I had the dream that I was at like a wedding or something. There was a buffet and they were giving out cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. And you took two cupcakes.
Yeah. Everyone's supposed to just get one. And I took two, and then they were like, hey, that guy's got two. And I started like eating them like as fast as possible so they couldn't take them from me. And then I was biting into the cupcake, and then I like leaned my head back. I had frosting all over my face and then my beard. And I was like, this is what a T-Rex must feel like. And I kept eating them. So I remember waking up and just thinking, well, this is what a T-Rex feel like. What?
It must be, though. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty accurate, I suppose.
Oh my god, maybe that's how I felt about my bread.
Yeah,
how a T-Rex feels about its
part. Went all T-Rex on it.
But there were like so much food, and all I had was like bread and potatoes. It was just like fries and a baked potato and a cornbread and a roll. Like it was just. Oh, I'm so hungry.
So what are you doing? You trying to see how long you can go, or
I'm trying to go until Saturday. I'm trying to do 7 days. So I feel like I can do it. I'm not really hungry now. I'm just tired. Like my body just feels weak. And I suppose like after a certain amount of time, you're supposed to get all this energy and feel like euphoric. And I just hadn't gotten to that point yet. I thought I did yesterday, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah. So it's just like kind of a spike of euphoria. We were like, oh, there. Oh, no.
Yeah. It just, no, it's not worth it yet. So I've just been kind of lounging around. I'm trying to keep busy. So I've been doing like lots of work just to try to keep my mind off of eating.
It's gonna be hard. I find it hard to focus when I'm hungry. I find it hard to fall asleep when I'm hungry. It's hard to do anything when I'm hungry.
Yeah, the thing I've noticed is I don't sleep as much. Like the first day and a half, I was super sleepy, but now I'm waking up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
They say it's because of your circadian rhythm, like your body's so used to having food that your sleep patterns are based around you having food. So when you don't have food, your body's like, what am I supposed to do? Let's just wake her up. So how's life been for you?
I've been pretty good on my end. Nothing really new to report. Let's see, Jennifer's calmed down a pretty good bit.
Oh,
I think
good.
I had some discomfort. I had some discomfort yesterday, but then it went away. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
So just like a little pain? Or
yeah, just kind of like a, you know, owie. But then I was all right.
Well, that's good. Jennifer being your kidney stone, in case people don't know. They think that's your wife.
Yeah, first time listeners is, why is his wife Jennifer always fucking him up?
Giving him some pain.
Giving him pain. Why is she always doing that to him? Yes, Jennifer is a nickname for my kidney stone.
Is there a reason why you named it Jennifer?
No, just the first name that came to mind. Yeah, it was just the first one.
I mean, is like Jennifer Aniston the most annoying one to you on Friends, or?
No,
that's it.
I think that's why I wanted to have basic bitch name. Because that's what she is.
No offense to any Jennifers that are listening.
That's what my kidney stone is a basic bitch. Basically.
With her leggings, and Uggs and her Frappuccino.
Mm-hmm. She's in there wreaking havoc on my internals, going, oh my God.
Stop it.
Let me out of here.
You know, when I went to LA, we took a tour and we saw the valley. And our tour guide was telling us that that's where the valley girl came from. And that's how people talk down there in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Lumpy Space Princess bases that voice off of a valley girl.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jennifer's a valley girl.
She is.
She don't like it up high. She likes it down in the valley.
Down in the valley of the kidney.
Yeah. On our LA tour, we saw it was mostly a tour of movies that happened in this house. Like I got to see it, the house where a movie, I think Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
It was on the edge of a cliff.
The one they pulled down.
Yeah.
I believe that was Lethal Weapon 2.
Okay. So I saw that house and then I saw where famous people live. Like we saw where Quentin Tarantino lives. But then the rest of the tour was mainly, this is where people have died.
Oh.
I saw where Michael Jackson died. I saw where Whitney Houston died. I saw where John Belushi died. I saw where River Phoenix died.
Golly.
Yeah, it was kind of morbid. But, you know, with a few famous people, Simon Cowell lives here. But then Michael Jackson died there.
Like, oh, I thought he died.
And his house wasn't that big. Like, I wasn't very amused. I thought Simon Cowell had, like, a mansion.
Well, what is he? Like, he's just, I only know him as a judge.
He's a producer. He, like, produces music and finds talent. That's why he's a judge, because he found so many famous singers.
Anyone we've ever heard of?
I don't know. Let me take it to Google.
Because now I'm curious, like, who has he discovered that we know of?
Let's see. 10 artists we have Simon Cowell to thank for. One Direction. Westlife. These are boy bands. Little Mix. Never heard of them. Leona Lewis. I like her. Fifth Harmony. I don't know some of these. These are mostly British. So, I mean, I guess since he's British, and a lot of them are British, I know Leona Lewis and One Direction, and I don't think that Fifth Harmony is British. But I don't know.
So, I was hoping it'd be like some big names. Like, he discovered Britney Spears back in the day. Like, what?
No.
One Direction. That's just a dumb name in general.
I know. Like, how many directions can you go in at a time? One.
I mean, it's obvious.
Right.
Now, Backstreet Boys, I think Backstreet Boys was a good, boy band name.
Oh, they were my favorite boy band, if you remember.
Because it's like, you know, it's a boy band, but you hear Backstreet Boys, it's like, oh, it's them Backstreet Boys. Like, they sound dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And then they're BSB. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. NSYNC didn't have a abbreviation because it was just one word.
Yeah, but they did clipper spelling, I guess.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the last letter of each of their names, but they made Lance Lanston, that's not even his name, so that it would make sense.
Wait, was his name Lance Lanston?
No, they said his first name. They all called him Lanston, but I don't think they did. I think they just said that so that NSYNC would make sense.
Like, when it would, like, now my name would probably be like Brooks Brooksington.
Brookston. You know, Cooper calls Henry Henrington.
Yeah, Henrington.
Yeah, Henrington. And on Hulu, you know, you can pick your profile. Henry says Henrington.
That's like how I'll call you Megum instead of Megan.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that started.
Nomi.
Was it Nomi?
She called me that too.
What, Megan?
I don't know if you started it or she started it, but I know both of you called me that.
I'm pretty sure I started it because I'm a pioneer and a trendsetter.
Well, you know what Daddy's family calls me?
Mm-mm.
Linda started it. Maggie Moo. Now it's just Moo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, named after a sound a cow makes.
How endearing.
And if people listening don't know that Brooks's nickname is Bubba.
Yeah, if you haven't picked that up on that already, my family refers to me as Bubba.
I've slipped and said it. It's weird for me to call you Brooks.
Yeah, I had to get when I was working with Jessie, our little sister, at the military surplus store.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want me calling her Jizzy.
Oh, why not?
She's like, call me Jizzy. Don't call me Jesse. Don't call me Jizzy. Call me Jesse. I was like, okay. All right, well, if I got to do that, you got to call me Brooks. She's like, oh my God, that's weird. I was like, yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is Jizzy.
Yes, it is Jizzy. I guess I probably should give some backstory on that because people are like, why would he call his sister Jizzy?
Because it's hilarious. Yes, go on.
Well, it started from a Halo party. It was one of our friends, Brian Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing Halo, and I walked into the other room to get a controller. I picked it up, and he's like, oh, no, that's Jizzy's. And I said, who? He said, Jizzy's. I said, who? He said, your sister, Jizzy. I said, oh, Jesse. And then it started this whole thing where we just all referred to her as Jizzy. Because it was one of those things where we just started out as a joke, and we started saying it, and then it just kind of caught on.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't y'all go to some church thing?
Yes, that was the one where we went to. It was a church was holding a Halo party, and one of the priests or ministers or rabbis, I don't know,
the top God guy,
the moil, I don't know.
Oh my God, what else happened at that party?
He's giving a speech about, you know, the good guys and bad guys and, you know, light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's like a bunch of us there because it was like our Halo party group. So right. There's like 20, 30 people there.
So y'all dealt with it to play
Halo. So we dealt with it. I mean, they supplied like free food and stuff. And then he asked us, and he's like, and what do you guys think of when you think of evil? And I turned around, slowly, and I put my fist in the air, and I said, Jizzy, and everyone started going, Jizzy, Jizzy, and then Jizzy just sitting there looking around like, what? And then she said, after that, he tried to come up and talk to her, like, I guess personally, to figure out what was going on with her, and why everyone thought of her when we thought of evil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a pretty good time.
Yeah. And I mean, she's a pretty good sport because she's been taking our shit for how long now?
Forever.
Yeah.
She's just you remember Fat Leg?
I don't know.
You ever heard the story of Fat Leg?
I vaguely go on.
I don't even know where it started. I think I think Ryan was over at the house and he laid back on the bed and Jesse was on the bed and his head hit her leg. And she goes, and she pushes him off and says, get your fat head off me. And he looked at her and said, your fat leg. And she said, no, I said your fat head. And Ryan looked at me and he was like, do you know your sister had one fat leg? And so it was this longest running joke of her having one fat leg, one leg better than the other. And we had like technical term for it, like, you know, like a scientific term for having one fat leg. And then we would tell people, I think I told her friend Robert, I was like, hey, when Jesse comes in here, you know, point at her leg and say, hey, is that leg bigger than the other? And so I'm sitting next to him, we're playing games, and Jesse walks in and he looks at her and goes, hey, is that leg fatter than the other? And I said, other one. And he pointed the other one. He's like, is that leg fatter than the other?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, so she's been taking our tip for a long time. Because she would get so mad. For some reason, that just made her mad having one fat leg. Even though it wasn't even true, she just hated that.
Yeah. Oh. We've been picking on her for a very long time, though. Mm. She's just so easily riled up.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think people who get picked on a lot are probably like the ones that get riled up easily.
Right, yeah.
Then you know, like, ooh, I can get them now.
I remember watching our family videos, and most of the time, Jesse is whining. Yeah. You know, about something.
Whining and crying.
Yeah.
Crying and whining.
Oh, do you remember we used to gross her out and make her throw up? When we would eat, like,
she was pudding. You said to show her the food in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, we used to do that all the time. I think
it's just a sibling thing, though. Like, siblings are always like trying to pick on each other and gross each other out.
I know. Like, when Cooper and Henry are mean to each other, they always bring it up. Well, you were mean to Jesse. I was like, I should have never told y'all some stories. It was just so easy to be, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, we were older and smarter too, like that time we tricked Betsy into doing the dishes.
Oh, that was super easy to do.
Yeah. So all we did was just sit there and argue back and forth, like, no, I'm washing dishes. No, this is my turn. I'm washing dishes. No, I'm washing dishes. And Betsy chimed in and she was like, I'm going to wash dishes. And we both said, okay. And we walked off. And we actually like planned that too. Like, we sat there and plotted how we're gonna do it, and it worked because we knew it would.
We did.
Yeah.
I know. Now, me and Jesse, when we got older, though, got into some really bad fights.
Well.
Yeah, I remember. And Nomi like brings this up sometimes too because she was spending the night during one of them, and me and Jesse were fighting, and Jesse brings a broom into my room, and I take the broom and beat her with it. And then she goes to tell on me, and I pull her down with her hair. Oh, it was bad. Know. Yeah. Nomi was like, I felt really uncomfortable.
I'm sure. It was very awkward. I mean, I don't have any brothers, so I didn't have five fights with y'all.
No.
I'm pretty sure I put some figure fours on y'all, though.
Well, you remember when we were really little, we had the boxing gloves we had to share.
Mm-hmm. Only got one glove each.
Yeah. We used to beat Jesse up too, though.
Well, I used to do Socko on Betsy. Betsy still remembers that.
Go on.
You remember? Do you know Socko? For you, I guess everyone doesn't know Socko. Socko was a wrestling move of Mick Foley's, Mankind.
Mm-hmm.
he kept a sock in his pants, and he would take the sock out, put it on his hand, and have like a little sock puppet. And then he put the, I think it's called the mandible claw, where he sticks his four fingers in their mouth and like grabs their jaw.
Yeah.
With a sock on, with a socked hand. And so when me and Betsy were on the trampoline, you know, you had your shoes off and everything, I would take a sock off and put it on my hand. And she'd be like, no. And I'd grab her and put her in that mandible claw. With a sock, I just took off my foot.
Oh, God. Yeah, we did. We did do some wrestling on the trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's all crazy stuff.
That's how Daddy found out I had a tattoo. So I was over 18, still wrestling on the trampoline.
Still wrestling on the trampoline. Hell, if they had adult trampolines, I'd still be wrestling to this day.
Yeah. I was wrestling with Jesse or Betsy, one of them. And he's like, Megan, get down here now. Oh, man, I had the tattoo. It was the good old tramp stamp.
I remember when he found out that I smoked.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure I was in high school, and Ryan was over, oddly enough, because he pretty much lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into the bedroom, Ryan's sitting there playing like PlayStation, either one or two at the time. I'm pretty sure it was two. And I walk in, and I was like, dude, I think my dad knows we smoke. And he paused the game. He's like, he looked at me. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, my dad asked me how long you've been smoking. I think he might know.
How'd that conversation go?
I mean, pretty straightforward. He just asked how long you've been smoking. I was like, I think it was like a year at the time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like full on smoking yet. I was smoking like Black and Milds and cigars. Like that was a thing for us, like Halo parties and doing like big gaming get togethers. You know, someone brings some drinks and stuff like that. And then we go out on the front porch and smoke and talk about the games and shit.
Yeah. This was all at our house too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember all your friends getting drunk.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah, I was out with my friend Joey, and he brought me home, and there was, like, tons of cars in the driveway. I was like, oh, shit, Bubba's having a Halo party. And I get out, and there's some guy in his car with the door open, and he's just, like, laying back. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? And so I get in there, and I remember Shane, like, trying to talk to me, and I swear he said, I'm not as think as you drunk I am. I was like, okay, what? I didn't say anything.
Yeah. That was the same night, too. He was trying to put his shoes on, and he said, I put the wrong feet in my shoes. And I was like, what do you mean the wrong feet? I was like, you mean you got the wrong shoes on the wrong feet? Or the way he said it made him sound like he had the wrong feet. I was like, whose feet do you have?
Who did you put your shoes on?
Oh, God. That was a good time. Because a lot of times, too, like, I never really had, like friends over. I think it was our mom that actually brought it up. She was like, why don't you ever have some friends over or anything? I was like, oh, okay. That's and then, like, flooded. 20 people showed up. Yeah, and then just... So blame her. She did it. She was the one who wanted me to bring friends over. So I did.
Yeah. And they were over there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember they would just like come in my room. Like I was going to be like sitting there naked or something. I'm like, get out of my room. What are you
this
doing?
Is in the bathroom.
Get out. No. And I never, like, locked the door when I would take a shower just because we had one bathroom and I was just used to people coming in and using the bathroom while you're in the shower.
Yeah, because you had to.
Yeah. And I remember, like, stepping out of the shower and your friend Shane opening the door and then just standing there. And I'm like, get out! What are you doing? But he was like, oh, and then he closed the door. He froze.
I had a pretty awkward moment like that. This was at work. It's when I worked at my first job out of high school was at a veterinary hospital. I was a kennel worker. Yeah. And someone was in the back bathroom, so I had to go out front to the bathroom, you know, where like the waiting room is.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I'm peeing, and this woman opens the door. And it was like this awkward moment where I like look over my shoulder, like just look to my side at her, and she's looking at me. And then she like leans forward to check my junk out. Oh, and I turned my body. I said, hey. And then she slammed the door closed. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, first you walk in on someone, and then you try to like lean in and get a peek. This ain't a show. I didn't get paid for this. Get out of here.
Leave your money at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times. Let's take a commercial break.
All right, sounds good.
And we're back. That was a lovely commercial.
Amazing. I want to hear it again. Like, I haven't heard it in a while.
Let me get back to it. we do really well with commercials, just, you know, in case any, you know, like, people from, I don't know, Cheerios is listening.
Cheerios? straight after the breakfast market, aren't you?
Yeah. That's just what I've been
for the big game.
This is what I've been thinking about lately.
You've been thinking about Cheerios?
Mm-hmm. The honey nut variety.
Yeah. I want to get, I've always, when I was like streaming and stuff like that, even until this day, I always want to get sponsored by like Red Bull and like Jack Link's beef jerky. And then like they don't have to pay me, just send me free Red Bull and beef jerky.
Oh.
And I'll like be drinking and eating it on stream.
There you go. That's what people do too, right? Streamers, they will drink, like sponsors will send them stuff and they'll just use it on the stream, whether it be like wearing a t-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they get paid for it though also.
Right. Well,
but
I play poker and I signed up as an affiliate for the platform that I play on, America's Card Room, and they accepted me. So I'm like ready to go whenever I want to stream. I just haven't done it yet. So if like people join America's Card Room and they use my code, then I'll get paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do something like that. Maybe I should find something I can be affiliated with to send traffic to get paid for, like video game sales or computer console sales or something.
Well, you're in South Carolina, so you might be able to be an Amazon affiliate. So you could put those affiliate links whenever you play the game, actually use the link to that game in Amazon and then also list all the equipment that you're using and if they can buy it on Amazon. Yeah. That's what I see a lot of the ASMR people that I watch. They will list the actual equipment that they use. Even some of them will list the makeup they're wearing and have an Amazon affiliate link to it. Mm-hmm. So start wearing makeup.
Like my beard treatment. They're like, man, your beard is looking extra gorgeous today. I'm like, oh, that's from the new beard balm that I'm wearing.
Do you use beard stuff?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I know Joey and Andy do. They're my friends that are a couple. We went to Mardi Gras together, and right after they get out of the shower, they put it on while their beard is still wet, and then they have this beard comb.
Mm-hmm. Yep, oh, I have a beard comb also.
It looks lustrous.
Yeah, I use it every once in a while. I don't like to use it too much though, because especially a lot of times, like if I'm going out, like I'd like to stick my sunglasses, you know, on my shirt. You know, you take one of the ear pieces and stick it in your shirt.
Yeah.
And then when I put my sunglasses back on, that beard balm like gets on the lenses.
Yeah. You got some drainage.
Yeah, some leakage, some beard leakage. But no, stuff like that. I can probably get like, because I think a lot of the like affiliates and stuff like that too, like they have their own personal codes that also provide discounts. So it's more of an incentive for someone to use your code.
Yeah, that's how this one works with America's Card Room. Like they get, if they sign up and then they're it's the first time they've ever signed up, they get a bonus. So if they put like $20 on their account, then America's Card Room will match it. So they'll get double what they put in.
Oh.
Yeah. I just need to start playing. Like every time I go to play though, I forget to stream it, you know, and I'm already started playing. But I guess I can start streaming midway through a game, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I just need to get it all hooked up. You know, I might bring my computer to our dad's and will you help me? Hit me.
I can.
Okay, good. I don't know if he has the, I'm guessing he has the internet because Anne does work.
Yeah, she does work.
We're going to our dad's this weekend as a surprise, so y'all don't tell him.
Yeah, nobody say shit.
Are you coming early Saturday?
I don't know. Like, what time are we? Is there a time that we're trying to be there?
Well, I'm actually coming Friday night, so.
Oh, so the surprise is going to be over.
No, well, I won't tell them that you and Jesse are coming.
You are ruining the surprise.
Crystal's coming too, right?
Yeah, she's coming too.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll all be there. We were cooking out, you know, steaks. I was like, okay, we'll be there. The only people that won't be there will be Cooper and Henry, because they, part of our agreement is they are with their dad for Father's Day weekend. Mm-hmm.
What about Betsy? Is Betsy going to be there?
Yeah, she is.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. What are the babies?
Yep. All the babies except for Cooper Henry.
Good, good.
Vera and KJ. You haven't seen KJ since he was really little.
Well.
Now he's walking and trying to talk. He reminds me of Cooper because he just, like, babbles. He doesn't really say anything. He'll just, like, walk up to you and go, you-ba-dee-ga-choo-choo-ba-dee. You're like, okay.
Oh, okay. That
worked. Right back at you. He'll say something. Like, I've taught him, because he's mean to Rusty. So I've taught him easy, easy when I rub him. So he'll go up to him and start rubbing him and going, easy, easy. And like, if I'm petting him, he'll come up and slap my hand and go, no, no, easy, easy, because that's what I do to him. Yeah. And he'll say mama. Sometimes he'll call me baba. And he says daddy. He says, oh, dear.
Oh, dear?
Oh, dear. Yeah. He got that from Pokio, which is his favorite show, which is very annoying, but they say, oh dear, because it's an English show. So I guess when he starts talking, he's going to have like a little accent.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, oh dear. And sometimes it sounds like, oh shit. Because maybe that's what he's saying. I don't know.
Possibly. Possibly.
But he's such a sweet boy. He'll lay his head down on you, give you kisses. He likes it when you go, oh, like you're excited. Yeah. Yeah, he'll come up to you and do that. So you start doing it, and then you'll just be doing it back and forth. I think he's getting into the terrible twos because his birthday's coming up, July 2nd. He'll be two. Then I won't have any more babies. Are you going to have some babies?
Yeah. You have to have another one.
No, I'm closed for business. Got my tubes removed.
There's ways around that.
Well, I hope not.
just put them back in there.
Well, what about you? You gonna have some babies?
I don't know. I mean, we're still, you know, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. You're getting on up there in age.
I mean, if we can't have one, then I'll find one.
You can have one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take your pick.
Do like the whole like lineup.
Yeah.
See which one.
Well, if you pick one of the older ones, you know, they're not going to be around very long. So that's a plus. Yeah.
Maybe I should hold some tryouts.
Oh my God. Fight to the death. I think Cooper would win.
The go home with Bubba games.
Cooper's probably taller than you now.
Yeah.
He's 6'2".
Yeah, he is taller than me then.
And he's still growing. Mm. It's crazy having a son that's taller than me. I feel like I just had him. He was there, you remember?
I remember. I was there.
I mean, you wasn't like in the room, but you were at the hospital.
I was adjacent. I was about to say the operating room.
I still remember the story that you and Jesse told about the hippie doctor that y'all saw.
Oh yeah. What? Oh god.
Long hair.
Yeah, like dreads. Oh, like long dreads.
And did he have like a tie-dye shirt on or something?
I don't know, but I think he was like across the waiting room talking to someone else, and we were like doing voices for him.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, that was like one of the things we did when we watch people is we make voices for them and like say what we think they're saying.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun game.
We used to sit in the car when our mom would go grocery shopping. We used to sit in the car and do voices for people. I remember specifically one time there was like one person walking towards like the buggies and another person behind them. And mm-hmm. the person in front kept looking over their shoulder at the other person behind them. And so we made the person in front go, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then they turned real quick to go into the thing that holds the buggies and said, ha, lost them.
Oh my God, I remember that. Oh, yeah. You know, people get in trouble now for leaving their kids in the car.
Yeah. Even I guess it's like hot.
Even like if they're like 14 or 15 and the car's running. Like I heard about this woman getting arrested for it.
What? For yeah. having a 14-year-old?
In the car by themselves with the littler kids.
What?
We used to stay in the car all the time. We did not want to go grocery shopping.
I mean, we wouldn't always stay in the car though.
No, we would go to Wendy's and get us something to eat.
We'd go to the vending machine and get drinks and stuff yeah. and then walk over to Wendy's, get junior bacon cheeseburgers. Like we'd be like our mom be like, hey, let's go grocery shopping, and then we all start hitting our chain stuff and grabbing like a little extra money. Like, hey, hang on, I'll be there in a second.
Nice. Fun times. Oh, back to the hippie doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember y'all saying, hey, everything with your baby's groovy, man.
Oh, good. That was good. I have forgotten all about the hippie doctor.
Mm. Yeah. You know, having Cooper was an experience. I mean, he was my first baby, and there were so many people in the room while I was giving birth. I had Mama, and of course Cooper's dad, Cooper's dad's mom, so Cooper's grandma, and my mom. Like they were all just watching. Oh,
so you had a whole audience.
Yeah, but I didn't care. Like whatever. And he had meconium in my fluid, my amniotic fluid. Do you know what that is?
No.
All right. Meconium means that the baby poops while they're still in the womb.
Oh.
Yeah. So they had this meconium team in there, and they couldn't let him take his first breath when he come out because they had to, like, make sure that he didn't breathe any of that in. So they had to, like, suction him and everything. So it was a good couple of minutes before I actually heard him cry. And, you know, usually, you know, you give birth and they put the baby on your belly. And so that didn't happen with my first baby. And then everybody got to hold him before I even held him. What? And I was like, hello.
After you just did all the work?
Yeah. Oh, and he was such a cute baby. He was a good baby, too. He was a fat baby. I don't know if you remember him being really fat.
Yeah, yeah, little chunky. Little chunkums.
And then Henry was different. He didn't have meconium, thankfully, but she was early. And I remember I felt the urge to push. And, you know, it's really hard when you feel the urge to push, to, like, hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
Even with, like, poop.
That was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've never given birth, but I've taken a many poops.
But just imagine you're sitting on the toilet, and it's right there, and you have that urge, but somebody's telling you, don't push, don't push. Like, it's hard. So we were waiting on the doctor, and I swear, it felt like forever. And finally, I was like, get another doctor. That bitch is unreliable. And everybody's laughing. I didn't care. And I remember telling Henry's dad, get down there. And he was like, are you pushing? I'm like, get down there. He's like, no, don't push. And then the doctor comes in and I was like, I've got to push. She's like, well, push. I'm like, you stupid bitch. Yes.
You dirty low-down bitch. I thought I'd be a hippie doctor again. I thought he'd come walking in like, oh, sorry, I was meditating.
Fuck you, doctor.
Fuck you, hippie doctor.
I did not have a good experience after Henry's birth because that's when I went into heart failure. And had to be in the hospital for a week.
Oh.
Yeah. That was not fun being away from my baby.
And then you had two more babies.
Yeah. And then I had Vera, and I had to be induced with her because I had preeclampsia.
Oh God, you hear that?
They're coming to get you.
They're coming to get me.
Oh gosh, that was super loud.
Was it?
No, they must have went right by your house.
Well, we live across the road from a fire department.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, you get used to it. I mean, it's like roughing. We used to hear it all the time. Oh, I mean, they had the old school one.
Yeah. It was just like the one alarm that just kept going on. Yeah, and on.
Or it sounded like Silent Hill.
Yeah. We have that here. They test it every Sunday, and the dog goes wild.
Yeah. Our dog is like, doesn't go nuts over that stuff. I mean, he pretty much grew up with, you know, the fire department right across the road. So
right.
He's fine with traffic, sirens, all that good stuff. Yeah, it bother him none.
We had the train too. I remember people used to spend the night and be like, how do you sleep through this? And
I'm it was comforting.
Yeah. I like the train. I remember.
The sound of a train is still comforting to me.
I do like it, like staying at grandma's. Because she lives right by the train track. It didn't affect me at all. It was just like I was back at home, you know? Yeah. And it gets pretty loud, depending on the type of horn the train has, I guess. I don't know.
The brand?
The brand.
You think they go shopping for horns? Like, they're like, mom's going out. I gotta go get me another one at the train depot.
I mean, they have to. That's how they, like, warn people that they're coming, I guess. I don't know. Horn? Well, that's why we heard it a lot, because right there was the crossroads, you know, so people had to go across the train track. And I guess they're taught in train driving school that you have to blow the horn when you come up to roads.
That begs a question. Do you need to get I guess it would be a conductor, because that's what they're called, right? A train driver is a conductor? Yeah, sure. So you got to get either a train driver or a conductor license?
I'm looking it up now. Conductor certification. Certification.
That's like I bugged my buddy Ryan by saying documentary instead of documentary.
Oh, yeah. Now that's what I call it, too.
Documentary?
Yes. Because of that. That's because that's what you started calling it. So.
Yeah. That was just a bug of him, too. He hated that. Or like how with my wife, like, you know, I don't say tortilla chips anymore. I say tortillas.
Oh. Tortillas.
Yeah. Because it bugs her.
How to apply for a conductor license online. Become a train conductor. Education and career roadmap.
Why would they call it a roadmap?
I guess, I don't know.
Why wouldn't they call it the track? It makes more sense.
The median salary for railroad conductors is $53,878 per year.
Oh, that's not bad for driving trains.
Oh. And you get to see the country.
I can see me as a train conductor sitting there sipping on. I picture myself, like, as soon as I see myself as a train conductor, I see it like back in like almost like the Wild West.
Oh yeah, you have the hat, the like hat, striped hat,
the very nice looking suit, and I'm sipping on like a cup of coffee.
So that was the median salary 10 years ago. Now it's up to $67,388 per year for 2020. How to become a train conductor. Gain a position working for a railroad company. Complete on-the-job training. Obtain certification for career advancement. And then you go to school. Or no, it's just telling me to view the schools.
Do you think they have... like driving tests where like someone's like up in the main engine car with you?
I mean, I would think it would be super easy because you're just on a track.
Right? You're on tracks, right? Like you just gotta go forward and stop and blow the horn.
Yeah. I mean, try not to hit. I assume. Oh, remember when that train hit the cow when we were living at home? I don't know if you remember this.
I vaguely remember hearing about that.
It was, and nobody cleaned it up, so it was like this really awful smell for like weeks.
I do remember that now. Yep, I went over there and checked it out.
Oh yeah, that was so gross, because like cows and bulls used to get out all the time. It was like normal for us to see.
pretty common.
Yeah. Like, I remember we were jumping on the trampoline and all of a sudden this bull, like, just comes into our yard. Do you remember that?
And into that field in the, behind our house.
Yeah. And then the guy was, like, chasing it.
Out there trying to get it. Yeah. Didn't it chase him one time? Like, it turned around and took off running because it started chasing him. Yeah. It was hilarious.
It was. And I mean, we just stayed on the trampoline.
We were all just standing on the trampoline laughing at this guy.
Oh, and then we lived in this farmhouse with cows and bulls, and we used to make the bull man behind us.
Yes, I do remember that. We used to get close to the little rinky dink, and it was like a rink, like straight up rinky dink, messed up a little electric fence. Like if it wanted through, it was going to come through.
Yeah.
But we'd be like, so we'd start coming towards it and sneaking up on it. And then it would stomp and do like a little charge. And then we'd take off running, laughing like, ah, they come back and start fucking with it some more.
We didn't know how close to death we got many times as children.
Yeah, we were pretty dumb.
We were.
But lucky.
Very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if we weren't around, Jesse would have died as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what gave us better odds, is we had each other.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Strength and numbers.
Strength and numbers.
Yeah, going to the lake, like, I remember mama and daddy, like, when we were really little, like, being out there in the water with us, but then they would go on the shore, and we would just stay in the water. Like, I'm pretty sure they didn't watch us the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As I remember flipping Jessie over, she was in a float, and she went upside down and couldn't get herself right side up again. So I had to go flip her back over. Yeah, stuff like that. But we wouldn't have survived without each other.
Mm-hmm.
I remember for a while, Betsy wouldn't even go in the water. She would just play in the sand.
Yep, that was her thing.
She loved playing in dirt, no matter what. She would play on our dirt road.
Yeah, I think that was the majority of our home years when she was like very little, was when we were at the lake, was her sitting in the sand, picking up sand and just like pouring it on her legs.
Yeah.
And then there'd be home movies where we're at home, and then there she would be in the dirt road, picking up dirt, putting it on her legs.
We had such a fun childhood. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've seen these things on Facebook asking, would you trade your childhood with the kids of today? And I wouldn't.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think not having the electronics was a good thing for us.
Yeah.
We had fun. We had, like, lots of experiences that we wouldn't have had if we stayed inside all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. And I like, because Vera wants to go outside all the time. She doesn't really get on electronics that much. She has an Xbox 360. She plays Left 4 Dead. I don't know if that's like the best game for her, but she likes it.
She?
Four.
See, that's my point of view. My point of view is, I think we talk about that too when we talk about movies. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm fine with kids of any age watching radar movies, scary movies, playing scary and, like, you know, action and violent games and stuff.
Yeah.
Only because I grew up doing that.
I know. We did.
And we turned out pretty good.
I think so.
And our like I said, I think I even brought up the whole thing where it's because our parents let us know that this stuff is not real. You know, it's right. Not okay to do in real life. These are actors and stuff. And I remember I didn't want to be, you know, a bank robber, nothing like that. I wanted to be a stuntman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You used to practice your stunts.
I used to practice my stunts. I used to ride that bicycle and then, like, stand on the seat, gain some speed, stand on the seat, then turn the handlebars real hard and jump and practice my rolls when I hit the ground.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I used to climb all over the furniture.
Mm-hmm. Climb the furniture and climb trees outside.
Oh, man.
I was working pretty hard to become a stuntman.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just thinking. I was like, God, who could I even be a stuntman for right now?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Yeah, I could probably be a Seth Rogen stuntman. Seth Rogen, if you're looking for a stuntman, you hit me up. I do pretty good rolls off of bicycles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does. I haven't seen a Seth Rogen movie in a while. I wonder what he's been up to.
Yeah. What was the last thing he did?
The last
was it the interview?
I know. I think there was something after that that I've seen. Hold on. I'm going to look him up. You know he's Canadian.
Yeah, I do. Like he said that, you know he's Canadian.
Oh, that sausage party. Ugh. That was not good.
That was a rough one.
Oh my God, he is in a show that is in pre-production called Santa Inc. and he plays Santa Claus.
What?
Yes. Oh my God. Future Man. Have you seen that series?
No.
It's
got, I know of it though, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's got the dude from The Hunger Games in it. He plays in that. His name is Susan in it.
Oh, the main. Okay, so the main guy.
No. The main guy is Josh Hutcherson. He plays.
Oh,
Josh
Seth Futureman. Rogen's is Susan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I remember that clip for like the previews where it's like, you know, my name's Susan. In the future, it's a man's name.
He does the voice of Pumbaa on The Lion King, the new Lion King movie.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so who is Timon?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Because to me, Timon will always be, what's his name, from The Birdcage.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Lane. I love him. Timon is Billy Eichner. You know this guy? He's from Parks and Rec. He plays the really annoying, weird guy closer to the end of the series. He does that Billy on the Street.
Oh, yeah. I like him. He's funny. We try to watch that Billy on the Street, though, and that's it's exhausting to watch. He's always like yelling and running and talking and stuff like that. And I told my wife, I looked at her, I was like, I'm tired just watching this guy.
Right. Oh, let me see.
But I do like him on Parks and Rec. He also does some voice work on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the librarian.
James Earl Jones still does Mufasa. I mean, who else could do it, right?
I guess that's true.
I'm trying to see who Zazu is. Oh, John Oliver.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, he's English.
Yeah, makes sense.
Do you know who did Zazu before?
Mm-mm.
It was Mr. Bean.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I know that Scar was the bad guy from Die Hard 2.
Yeah. But they play, I guess, English people. Good. What's his name? Rowan Atkinson, that's right. That's Mr. Bean, right?
Mr. Bean, yeah.
Yeah, he plays Zazu in the old one. And then Nathan Lane was Timon. I'm trying to see. Because, you know, Coming to America, that movie. I love that movie.
Mm, Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Well, his mom and dad, the king and queen, they did the voices for Mufasa and his wife in The Lion King, both of them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Little history for you. So, yeah. I love Coming to America. I found it in the $5 bin at Walmart one time. I was like, oh, this is mine. I have to have this. I think
I used to love those $5 bins.
That's probably my favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like some Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Just me. I think just the soundtrack. Like I can just do.
You know, when I hear that now, I think of Monsters versus Aliens. Though.
Monsters versus Aliens.
You never seen that movie?
No.
It's a cartoon movie.
Oh.
Or it's a DreamWorks movie, you know, not really cartoon, like computer animated.
Computer animated movie.
Yeah. And the president is voiced by what's his name? Colbert from the Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah. What is his name?
Something Colbert, right?
Louis Colbert?
Charlie Colbert.
Jerry Colbert.
Anyways, in the movie, when the alien, like, it's like this huge alien that gets dropped down, and he's just kind of sitting there for now. And so the president gets this long ladder up to the alien and has a keyboard and plays that for the alien. You have to watch it because it's hilarious. Like, in the movie, it also has Kiefer Sutherland. He does a voice in it. Reese Witherspoon. Even Seth Rogen does a voice.
Huh.
Yeah. He's the president and he wants his coffee. And so he goes to push the big red button for his coffee. They're like, no, not that button. That one's like for nuclear war. And then the big red button beside it is for his coffee.
Oh, God. That's the thing about kids' movies and like even shows today is that they are pretty funny to adults also.
Yeah, this one was really funny. It starts off with Reese Witherspoon's character. She's getting married, but then this like nuclear rock drops and causes her to grow huge. So she gets put in this like army base where all these monsters are, and there's like a human cockroach, and Seth Rogen just plays this big blob.
I think I've seen the trailers for that. I remember seeing the trailers for it back in the day.
And then when this alien lands and they figure out that it's bad, then they let the monsters loose to go fight it.
Oh.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend it. It's a pretty cute movie, and it's funny. And Kiefer Sutherland plays the army general.
I like old Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, like you wouldn't, I could tell it was his voice, but it doesn't sound like he has a southern accent.
Oh, so he's doing an accent in it.
Yeah, he is.
Which is, I've been told that I look like Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on like multiple occasions from like different people.
Huh.
I honestly don't really see it.
Right.
But I think, it was that time that I trimmed my beard and got the goatee and had you cut my hair and I slicked it back. And I was trying to look like Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think someone had posted on it, I think it was one of your people, saying that like Kiefer Sutherland. And I was like, I don't see that. And then a guy I worked with not too long after that, when he saw me, I guess it's like from a specific movie maybe where Kiefer Sutherland had a goatee. But I rolled up. I was like, hey, what's going on, man? And he's like, what are you doing? You look like Kiefer Sutherland over there. I was like, maybe you're the second person to tell me that.
Oh. I'm trying to think of what other people have said you look like. Opie
from Sons of Anarchy. I got that a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. People tell Kevin, my husband, he looks like Luke Combs. I think that's his name. Or who's Luke Bryant. Luke Bryant. The singer, the country singer, Luke Bryan. Yeah. A lot of people tell him that, but I don't see it.
I don't know what Luke Bryan looks like, so I can't weigh in on this.
It's when his beard is like short. I guess he does look like him a little bit.
I got Opie a lot when I had long hair and a big beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just because, I mean, I guess our face structure is kind of the same too. Like, we got the same kind of like eyes and nose, maybe.
Maybe. And, oh, I see Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland? Is he the older guy?
Yeah, Kiefer's dad.
Oh. Look just like him.
He plays is he the president in Hunger Games? Is it president? What's his name in it?
Presidente?
President something. Snow. That's in it. President Snow.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've seen that movie, but I don't remember it. It was one that did not stick with me.
Really? I've watched all of them. I think they're really good. But the books are better. And for me, I can't watch a movie and then read the book. I have to read the book first and then watch the movie. Because if I watch a movie and then read the book, like, the characters are already there. Like, I can't make anything up in my mind.
The place, the actors and actresses are all, like, playing themselves in the book.
Right. Exactly. Like, The Great Gatsby. I love that book. And so when the movie came out, it was weird because in the movie, the gas station is exactly what I pictured in my head when I was reading the book. Oh. Like, to a T. It was kind of creepy. So they did a really good job with that movie. And recreating everything. Have you ever seen that? The Great Gatsby?
Mm-mm. Oh. Nope, I have not seen it.
Have you read the book?
Well, when I read the book back in the day, I mean, it's probably was like high school when I read the book. I did picture Leonardo DiCaprio as him. No, I just got it.
No, I don't think I pictured Leo. Well, when I was in high school, though, Leo was super young. I remember going to see Titanic. I remember, did y'all come with me? I think y'all did one of the times I saw it. Do you remember coming?
No, I didn't, but I think I tricked y'all into thinking that I was there.
No, I'm pretty sure you were there because I went with a friend and her boyfriend, and they didn't know that I was going with a boy, and so I told y'all he was Batman. So y'all started calling him Batman. Do you remember?
I specifically remember tricking you guys into thinking that I was there.
No,
because I didn't. Because I didn't actually go in theaters. I think I was with either our mom or dad when we went to pick y'all up. Oh. So I was already sitting in the car, and y'all got in the car, and we're talking about the movie, and I was like, "Well, what about this part?" And I think it was like a part I saw like on a trailer or something like that, or someone had told me.
Yeah.
And they're like, and someone was like, "Were you in there?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was in the back. They wanted me to come and watch the movie and hang out with y'all, keep an eye on y'all." And you're like, what? But I really wasn't. I didn't really go and watch the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
But once again, I was just doing my thing where I was like, oh, yeah, I was there. I'm in the very back.
Fucking with people.
Just fucking with people.
I remember it was the old movie theater that we went to, like super old.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was so long that they had to switch the film halfway through. And so, like, there was, like, this 10-minute break. In the middle of the movie,
everybody go outside and have drinks and stuff. And did they ring a little bell?
It was like intermission, yeah.
Yeah, like intermission.
Oh, it was so weird.
Why don't they do that anymore? That seems like a great idea.
I know, right? Well, I mean, Titanic was really long, and even like I had the VHS, and so I had to have two VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing. I love that movie.
That's how like the old video games were too, like on PlayStation when they started doing discs. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid was, I think it was like 2 or 3 discs long. Oh no, I think it was only 2 discs. There was another game that was like 3 discs long. But you'd be playing and all of a sudden you get to a certain point and it was like, insert disc 2. And it's like, ah, damn it.
Yeah. Yep. Now it's where they have like the online version on one disc and then the other version on the other disc.
Mm-hmm. The single player.
Yeah, but I mean, so many people just download it now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Am I boring you?
I know I'm super tired, but oh god, what was I? I download. I get most of my games digitally, just mm-hmm. because it's easier, especially with like online for my PC games and especially Xbox because Xbox does the game sharing.
Yeah.
For PlayStation, I'm a little more inclined to get like a hard copy, but even then, I still have some digital. I have mostly digital games.
Right.
Just because it is like super convenient to right. just, hop on and be like, oh, look at this new game, download.
Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about switching, like actually having to get up and take the game out and put the other game in.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste my life away changing out discs. I can just close the application and open up a new one.
Yeah, Kevin wants the PlayStation 5 when it comes out, and he wants like the huge hard drive. I think it's
doing different versions with like where they come with different size hard drives.
I think so. I don't know. He just said that he wanted the like 4 terabyte one.
Well, that's pretty good size.
Yeah, it makes me think it's going to be huge. But I mean, with cloud like storage, I don't understand why they don't offer cloud storage for these games.
Well, it's faster to run it straight off like a hard drive. Because if you run off the cloud, I mean, they have some, well, one of the most recent games that came out, they have like some assistance from cloud stuff to help with like all the destruction and stuff that can happen in game to keep make everything run smooth.
Oh yeah.
I want to say it was Crackdown 3 that that did that. But I think in order for a game to like really load quickly and run smoothly, it has to come directly off hard drive. Like even right now, even if you buy a hard copy of a game, you have to install it onto your hard drive.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you still need the disc to play it, which is yeah. weird.
Which worked out pretty good. They started doing that back on, I think that's Xbox 360, where you had, it wasn't required, but it was an option for you to install the game onto your hard drive from the disc.
Mm-hmm.
And it made things load faster and everything. And I think it was my buddy Jackson. His Halo Reach was messing up. And I told him, I was like, well, hang on, dude. I'll come over real quick. So I came over and I brought my copy of the game because he said only his would start up and then it would freeze at the main menu. So I put my disc in, installed it on his hard drive. And so he was able to put his disc in to start it. And then the disc would stop. It wouldn't be reading off the disc anymore. It would be reading off the game on the hard drive.
Huh.
So then you could play it again.
Crazy, man.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
So it worked out pretty well. But I guess that's another reason why I'm leaning more towards digital now, is because now that they're requiring you to download and install it, I'm like, well, I might what's as well go ahead and just download it right now.
Yeah, what's the point? Like, uh-huh. there's not a big difference in price, right?
No, there's like no difference in price, which yeah. doesn't make any sense, in my opinion.
What do you think should be more expensive?
I think the hard copy should be more expensive. I think if you buy digital, you should at least save like $4 or $5 at the very least, because you're not getting any, you know, the plastic cover. You're not buying the actual disc.
Oh, that's
true. The artwork and stuff that goes on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is true.
So I think digital copies of games should be, if anything, slightly cheaper than the hard copies.
They're jipping you.
Because you're not getting any material. You know, I don't get a little booklet.
I know there's like this big like controversy with games coming out and then having a DLC that doesn't come out with it, but you know it was made like around the same time and it should have been with the game, but they just want to keep upselling you.
They do a lot of day one DLCs now,
battle passes, and then
modders and stuff and hackers, they get into the actual code of the game and find it in the code and find out that it was purposely withheld so that they can sell it separately.
That's just wrong.
And by buying the day one DLC, you're only unlocking what's already in there.
Well, you know, Fortnite is like making a killing. Even though it's a free game, these kids want these freaking V-Bucks.
Yep.
And that's what Cooper and Henry usually spend their allowance on, is V-Bucks. And I'm like, this is not even real stuff, you guys. Like, what are you doing? Like, who cares what kind of outfit and dances you have? And it's just, they have spent, I'm telling you, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. It's the whole microtransaction model now. I mean, the whole internet connection thing and online plays and like updates and stuff was great when it first hit on gaming, because if there's something wrong with the game, they could patch it, send out an update to your game and patch it. And your game, it wasn't like back in the day where if you got a busted game that had like a glitch or something in it, then that was just it.
Yeah.
Everybody was having those issues. There was no way of fixing it. But now then they did that, they were doing all the updates, and then they started coming out DLCs where they can expand upon the story and give you more, you know, content. And I was like, wow, this is really great. But then people started abusing it.
Yeah.
Purposely withholding DLC or withholding parts of the game so that you had to spend more money to buy something. The microtransactions where you have to buy little things here and there in order to maximize your game experience, that should already be included in the original game.
Yeah.
I stopped playing Metal Gear Solid 5 for that very reason.
Really?
And I love Metal Gear Solid. I love Metal Gear Solid series. It's still my favorite series. But I stopped playing 5 because they have this game mode where you have 4 operating bases. It's like an online mode. You build up your base and your materials, and then you can sneak on other players' 4 operating bases, and they can try and sneak on yours. You try and steal their materials. And also, their manpower. Like, you can, like, kidnap their guards, and they'll come work for you on your base.
Yeah, I remember you talking about this when it first came out.
And then in order to maximize, they didn't update, in order to maximize how much security and stuff you can have, you had to get more forward operating bases. And the only way you can do that was by purchasing them with real money.
Oh, that's so wrong.
So that means people who had spent real world money to get those additional forward operating bases would now have an advantage over other people.
Yeah. See,
and I said, nope, I'm done.
That's wrong. Which I kind of got irritated with Battlefield because I would want to play with you on certain maps, but I had to have the upgraded battle pass or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did pretty good on theirs because a lot of their DLCs came out later. Like, those were later maps that they did additions on.
Yeah, and if you bought the pass, then you would get all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's good. It's whenever you have to buy the little things here and there.
Yeah, or stuff where you can infinitely have to keep purchasing stuff.
Yeah. And see, with Fortnite, you don't have to have this stuff. Like, the kids just want it.
Mm.
Because they want to show off to their friends, and they want to have the new updated, like, they make everything limited time, which is a marketing tactic that everybody uses. Like, if you think that you can only have this within a certain amount of time, then
you gotta hurry up and jump on it.
Yeah. It gives the sense of urgency, and so more people buy it. And then what they are doing now is they're bringing back some of those that they said were only available for a limited time, and like calling them like the old school purchases or whatever. And those are only available for a limited time. So if you missed out, now you've got the chance to get that one, but only for a limited time.
Until next time.
Yeah. And like, that makes the kids go wild. Cooper's always like, please let me have some money because I really wanted this one before, but I didn't have the money to get it. And now it's only available for, I'm like, no. No, this stuff doesn't matter. I remember when we got extra money.
We should come up with stuff to sell to kids that are worthless.
Maybe we should have like a paid version of the podcast, like listen after hours.
Yeah. What happens after the podcast ends?
Oh, pay us $5 and you'll see.
No, $4.99.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pay $4.99 with only $4.99 per week.
there we go. Well, I have to go. I have to get the day started.
No. Wait, yeah. I have one more.
Okay.
All right. So my biggest disappointment was Destiny.
Oh, God. Destiny was sucked.
Destiny was god awful. It was the most repetitive game I played. It was this big,
firefight.
It was like this big thing too, because it was Bungie's first game after they did Halo. They left and they're going to be doing this game called Destiny. And then when that game came out, it was so repetitive, so grindy, and I just stopped playing it. And then everyone started telling me, now that they have all the DLC out and stuff like that, it's much more variety, it's much more complete, it's a lot better. I was like, no, I'm not paying like an extra $30 to get a game I should have got when I paid $60 for it.
Right, yeah.
So now I don't play Destiny just out of principle.
And I thought it was going to be so much different. Like, I thought it was going to be like an MMO, which it wasn't.
No. I mean, they marketed it kind of like an MMO, but then they would always kind of slide in there like it's an MMO-esque kind of game.
Yeah. And like you said, I thought it was like a big Halo firefight. That's all it was, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
All these
Fight your way to the objective and then defend it. Mission after mission of that.
Yeah. And so they had different, monsters or bosses.
Yeah.
But they were all basically the same.
It was all built on the same premise of fight your way to it, defend the objective, fight the boss.
Yeah. And I got tired of it. I remember when it came out, like the midnight release, we got it and we were going to play it and we were streaming it. And at first it seemed pretty cool, but then it was like, nah.
It was pretty cool. I remember doing like the mission, like, all right, that's fun, let's do the next one. And I was like, okay, this was pretty similar to that last one. And then by like the third or fourth mission, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. And like, you had your different loadouts that you could choose and level up, but I mean, they didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You were still doing the same thing.
So dumb.
So dumb. All right. I got to go.
All right, then. Well, I guess thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, keep on listening. We'll be back next week.
For another podcast. I almost said stream. For another podcast.
Take us out.
Y'all come back now. You hear?